Okay, I can get this. I don't need to call him for every little thing. Ow. Ow. Oh, shit. You heard that? Yeah, I'm fine. You don't need to help me. Yeah, my lower back is hurting quite a lot today, but that doesn't matter. I need to be functional, you know? So I can't assume that you're gonna be around all the time just to take care of me. Okay, fine, yes. I appreciate that you're working from home and trying to be around as much as possible. You're a very good husband, and I know you'll make an excellent father. But you have work to do, and you have your own life, and... Okay, fine. You win. You can pick up that book for me. I'll go upstairs and lay down. I think stretching out on the bed usually helps. Oh, that feels so much better already. I wish I could just stay here all day today. I mean, he'd probably let me, but I still need to get some things done. Shit, my back really hurts. But I just need to relax. Can't do much about it right now. Maybe it will feel better after a nap. Oh, hey, what are you doing up here? You can't be checking up on me already. I'm really sorry to be such a bother. You can go back to work if you want. Oh, you want to stay here with me for a while? Do you? Well, what about work? What? You took the day off? Why? Oh my god, you took the day off to pamper me. Listen, baby, you're spoiling me here. I get it, but... Okay, yes, you're right. Things have been tough lately. I've had more back pain, and I've been stressing about the birth and thinking about things, and... So, yes. If you want to pamper me today, I will be good and accept it gratefully. Do you mind maybe running some errands later? It's only a few things, but... Oh, thank you so much. I think even driving today would aggravate my back. What else? Well, you could maybe massage me if you wanted. I'm having trouble reaching everywhere right now, and it feels really good when you do it. Yeah, the oil's in the cabinet in the bathroom. Hi, welcome back. Well, of course I had to get naked. The clothes just get in the way, and there's no need to stain them. Yeah, that's my favorite oil. It really makes my skin soft and firm. Let's get started on the most obvious area, my huge belly. Oh, it's always cute how you kiss it like that. I think the baby knows you love them. And you're even warming the oil up in your hands first. Oh, God. That feels so good. I've always loved your massages, but it's so different now. That's it, just kind of work it in gently. Oh my god, you would think that you perv. I swear to god, that gets me so fucking hot every time. You take care of me and put your hands all over me and... yeah, do my tits next. It's fine if you take your time, baby. I know you love touching them. Do you think they look sexy? Do you still enjoy feeling them? I know they've changed just like the rest of my body and... yeah, that feels really nice, baby. And I'm really glad I still turn you on. Let me roll on my side. It's easier than my front right now, obviously. I love when you rub my back. That feels so fucking good. By the time you're done, I'm gonna be so sleepy. I really wanted to make dinner for you today. I guess that's probably not gonna happen. I'm really worried I'm going to be pretty useless until I have this baby. Come on, don't pretend like it isn't a big deal. You'll have to do practically everything all the time. Well, my mother and sister both kind of had easy pregnancies, so I was hoping this would be the same for me. I wanted to be functional and helpful the whole time. You can't be carrying us both. Oh, you're ready for my other side? Okay, let me roll over. You know, as nice as this is, you're only creating a bigger problem. Two bigger problems, actually. One, I love this so much. I'm gonna be asking for it all the time. This is so much better than what I do it myself. Yes, I know you love my body. Thank you. Which is good, because the other issue is that you turned me on far beyond safe limits, sir. I'm already horny for you constantly, anyway. Are you kidding me? I was in love with you before you knocked me up. Now that you've done that, you've really shown me even more of who you are. I think you've actually matured a bit more, too. Listen, I saw you budgeting the other day, and you were putting things in buckets for savings and pricing out things we'd need and how much clothes would cost over the first few years. It was so mundane, you know? But I got so fucking wet. You're not only being responsible, you're being an extremely good partner and father, even when I can't contribute as much. I'm very serious about this. You're sexy and smart, and I honestly cannot wait to have this baby with you. I know the first time you hold them, I'll fall in love with you all over again. Yeah, now to the inside of my thigh, please. What? I really do shave there sometimes. So, I need you to pay extra attention there. It isn't because I'm so insensitive there. I don't make all my decisions based on how horny I am. Fuck, that feels so good, baby. It almost makes me forget how you're laughing at how fucking needy I am for you. Do you see how wet I am for you? Oh, I can't wait, okay? I literally cannot. I don't even care about my back right now. I was waiting for you to ask, but I do not have the willpower anymore. Will you please fuck me? I know that I don't look the best right now, and I probably have stretch marks I can't even see, and... Oh? Oh, you're really turned on too? I mean, you don't have to. Yes, yes, that, anything. You can have me any way you want. I'm so grateful for you. Do you mind if I lay on my side and you kind of spoon me from behind? Oh, yeah, I feel so comfortable like this. Just strip and get behind me, okay? Yeah? You look so delicious to me. Just slide behind me, just like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just hold me for a second, okay? I know you're eager. I can feel your cock between my thighs. No, of course I don't want to stop. I really meant what I said. I am so wet for you. I just want this for a moment because I know as soon as we're done, I'm going to probably pass out. I feel so warm and loved when you hold me like this. I've never felt this way with anyone else. Yeah, I think the first time you held me like this was when I knew I had already fallen for you. Just that feeling of perfect safety and peace. I realized then that I wanted to be your forever girl. Well, I hadn't really thought in terms of like husband and wife yet, but you get the idea. And now look at us. I'm all knocked up with your baby and still feeling grateful. Okay, you waited long enough. Let me just move a little so it's easier for you to come in, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Yeah, just start slow. Oh, God, yes. Just like that. This feels so fucking amazing. I know we might not be able to have sex for a while after I give birth, but that doesn't mean I won't take care of your needs. Yeah, I know that you can wait, but what if I don't want you to? I love making you come, baby. I especially love it when it's in my pussy. But have I ever given you the impression that sucking your cock is a chore? Or that I don't like giving you a handy? Or have I ever told you that coming on my tits isn't hot? I mean, it's okay if I'm a bit slutty for my husband, right? That's what I thought. Do you remember how excited you got when we decided to try and get pregnant? And boy, did we ever try. You fuck me so much. I loved how much you desired me, even when I wasn't up for sex. But I expected that to end. I never thought we'd still be fucking like we're trying to get pregnant after we got pregnant. Whenever I look you in the eyes, I see nothing but love there. And it just keeps getting stronger. I need it. I need you. And I promise that no matter what happens, I'll do everything I can to be the best mother and wife. After the baby is born, even if I'm tired or whatever, I want you to tell me when you need to get off. I always want to do that for you. Your happiness is so important to me. And I don't want you to have to deal with being sexually frustrated. Speaking of which, if you need to come, just do it. I'm serious. This isn't a time for, like, worrying about that part. I'm so happy and relaxed right now. You just make yourself happy using me, okay? Oh my God, you can be so irritating when you, act like a gentleman. You've kept nothing from me, given me everything, every bit of yourself, and you keep giving, so give me your cum too. Yeah, I'm close, baby. I just mean, if you come first. I won't be upset or even, fuck, frustrated. You're so good at getting me off, baby. Just keep fucking me. So please, baby, please come with me now, okay? Come with me and stay with me and yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, baby. Yeah, I'm crying just a little bit. It isn't a bad thing. I'm just a bit overwhelmed, that's all. I'm feeling so many things right now. Most of all, I feel more loved than I have ever been before. More than when we made this baby, more than on our wedding night, more than our first time together. Can't imagine things getting better, but if they do, I won't complain. Well, I was right. I had a really great orgasm, and now I'm all sleepy. Listen, you can wake me up if you want. Like more sex, or if you need me to do anything. You don't have to do everything. I love you.